We have Alistair Loyner, who runs a lodge called Tinswala Safari Lodge in the Mangaliti Game Reserve, right next to Kruger National Park. Alistair is also a guide and takes guests on game drives and shows them all the animals. But when the lockdown started in South Africa, he could no longer take guests out to see the animals. And so he brought the animals to them. Alistair started doing virtual safaris where he would film the different animals of the Kruger and uploaded them to social media. The virtual safaris have been a massive hit, and so we'll be chatting to Alistair today about the experience of filming the animals, especially in the light of World Wildlife Day. Welcome to the show, Alistair. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much, Thamina, for having me on the show today. I'm having a great day today. It's always great living in the Greater Kruger National Park and living in the bush with my family.
What is it like working at Tinswala Safari Lodge?
Working at Tinswala Safari Lodge is a truly incredible experience. Not only for myself, but my family gets to experience the bush and the wonders of the Kruger National Park. My little boy Levi, he's 2 years old, and he gets to live in the bush and see elephants every day, and it's just a wonderful life for him. Also, being able to work at such an incredible lodge like Tinswala Safari Lodge is also an absolute privilege.
Were you always interested in animals and wildlife?
From a little boy, I've always been interested in animals and wildlife. I always remember my mom used to tell me every birthday I wanted a game ranger cake or an animal cake. So from when I was a little boy, I've always been interested in animals and wildlife.
What is a virtual safari and how does it work?
The virtual safari is something that Tinswala Safari Lodge brought on just before lockdown. We needed to keep our name out there within South Africa and in Europe and in America. And we thought to video one of our game drives and then send it to all our guests and create a marketing presence for us overseas and in a local presence. And it's really just carried on from there. And it's given us so much great marketing potential that we've carried it on. And it's a wonderful experience for people that are coming to Tinswala and also people that just want to enjoy nature, to view safari and view what we do at Tinswala Safari Lodge and see what the animals are actually doing.
Have you gotten any interesting stories from the virtual safaris that you would like to share?
Definitely have a lot of stories from the last year we've been doing the virtual safaris, but I think two stories that really come to mind. We had the privilege of being able to spend time with a wild dog pack that denned on the Mangaliti Nature Reserve, and we managed to spend about 3 months with them, with the pups, watching the pups grow and seeing them interact, which was really incredible. And then obviously our lion prides. The Mangaliti Nature Reserve in Tinswala Safari Lodge is well known for its lion prides, and being able to spend time with the lions and see the new cubs being born was pretty amazing.
How can people find the virtual safari videos?
You can find our virtual safaris on our Facebook channel or our YouTube channel or Instagram, Tinswala Safari Lodge, both on Facebook and on the YouTube channel.
So my show is about movies and series. What is your favorite movie?
I have to say anything to do with David Attenborough, Planet Earth, or any of those wildlife series, I love watching and have got a lot of time for those series.
Today our theme is Know Me for My Ability and Not My Disability. Why do you think it's important not to make assumptions about people with disabilities?
I think it's important to always focus on someone's ability and not their disability, and not to make assumptions about disabilities, because anything is possible. If I look in nature, for example, I once had an elephant that was blind, and the whole herd would gather around this elephant. This elephant would grab the tails of the other elephants, and these elephants would direct them towards water, or directed towards water or trees. And it's an amazing big adult elephants and being able to survive, and that elephants work completely on their ability to survive. And I think it's important to focus on the ability of someone and not the disability, because anything is possible.
Thank you, Alistair, and hope you have a wonderful day.
Thamina, thank you so much for having me on your show. It was really great chatting, and please feel free to contact me again if you have anything else relating to the lodges or nature or anything like that. It's been really great to be on the show. Thank you.